personal resilience. Even with decades of research and thousands of studies published in hundreds of professional journals, there's still no single theory when it comes to resilience. There are, however, elements of resilience that seem to fall into general categories that we can use as a springboard for our exploration. Professional organizations have taken the myriad studies of different kinds of resilience and adapted them to the specific needs of their communities. We can find specialists trained to help us with everything from physical resilience in endurance sports, for instance, to psychological resilience in business or emotional resilience in difficult relationships. The common denominator in all of these communities is trauma, and we don't have to look very far to find sources for trauma in our daily lives. With cable television blaring 24/7 news cycles filled with gruesome details of war, warnings of threats to the security of our homes and schools, bloody incidents of neighborhood shootings, and an alarming increase in the number of teen suicides linked to ridicule and bullying shared through social media, our society is routinely filled with trauma, and each traumatic incident creates the need for some level of healing from the damage it leaves in our lives, families, and communities. Although our social traumas stem from different sources, the characteristics that help us first to cope with the experiences and then to find the resilience needed to transform ourselves beyond the experiences are all remarkably similar. There are a number of excellent resources available to guide us in this process. One that I've found to be especially useful in real-world situations is the National Victim Assistance Academy, or NVAA. Under the auspices of the Office for Victims of Crime Training and Technical Assistance Center, this academy is a federal program designed to support professional service providers who assist people traumatized by crime. The training programs they've developed help victims transcend hurtful experiences, and they do so through specific steps that create meaningful skills of resilience. One of the reasons I like the NVAA framework so much is that it addresses a total landscape of physical, emotional, and spiritual needs, from the way we cope in stressful situations to the way we deal with other people in times of stress. A representative summary of the key factors for resilience the NVAA has developed includes the following five keys. Number one, the knowledge of ourselves. Number two, personal sense of hope. Number three, the ability to cope in a healthy way. Number four, strong interpersonal relationships. And number five, finding a personal meaning in our lives. Let's explore each of these factors a little more deeply to get a better idea of why these five characteristics are so important and precisely how they fit into our lives. Knowledge of ourselves. Located inside of the innermost chamber of the ancient Luxor Temple in Egypt, a place called the Holy of Holies, there's an inscription that reminds those who pass through its doors of the secret that's hidden within their own existence. The reminder is a brief yet powerful phrase that reads, quote, "Man, know thyself," end of quote. On the same temple wall, this brief phrase is followed with an explanation of the benefit that comes from doing so. The full text reads, quote, "Man, know thyself, and thou shalt know the gods," end of quote. Those first three words, embedded within many of the ancient Egyptian texts, are the same words found at the entrance to the temple of Apollo at Delphi in Greece. In Delphi, however, the words are simplified even further and read as the familiar adage, quote, "Know thyself," end of quote. From the wisdom traditions of ancient Egypt and Greece to the deepest mysteries of the world's most cherished spiritual traditions, there is nearly universal agreement that our ability to meet life's challenges hinges upon how well we know ourselves. This is where identifying the false assumptions of the past and the new discoveries that tell us they're false becomes especially powerful. For nearly three centuries, The accepted science of our world has told us that we are separate from ourselves and one another, and that the law of the land is based upon competition and struggle. From the time we're young, many of us have heard these ideas boiled down into the suggestion that we do live in a dog-eat-dog world. This often subconscious belief remains at the very core of our most difficult relationships, those in which we still believe we must struggle to be successful. This is where the new discoveries that help us answer the question, "Who am I?" also give us the reasons to change our thinking and our beliefs. From the discovery of quantum entanglement in physics, for example, that confirms just how deeply we're connected to one another in our world, to the biological fact that cooperation rather than competition is the fundamental rule of nature, the more we find out about ourselves, the better equipped we are to deal effectively with the changes in our world. When we replace the false assumptions of separation with the deepest truths of our connection and the role of cooperation in our lives, our self-knowledge gives us the reasons to think more holistically and to act with greater certainty when it comes to the choices that we make in our own lives.